number 64. Welcome to These Fantastic Worlds, the science fiction and fantasy podcast by Jake Jackson. Today's story is a little lighter than the past four episodes, so although we return to space and the future, this episode is called Collector. Today is a special day. For them, at least. For me, it's just another irritation. A visit by the bureaucrats of the Galactic Council on one of the inspection tours of their investments. My team and I, a mix of 40 souls and biomech robots, wait by the main airlock of our vast museum in space, lined up for the incoming dignitaries, rehearsing our translation of the Council's speech patterns and their archaic methods of counting time. We should be honoured, sir. My personal AI, Mpenda, is prone to sarcasm. I wish I could reprogram him, but in every other way he is perfect. Just because they fund the research doesn't mean they deserve respect for their idle interest. I check sideways to see if he looks wounded. Some of my staff seem unable to suffer my withering comments, perhaps too aware of their lowly status. He just smirks. He never seems worried. That's a relief. He's my rock. Without him, I'd be nothing more than an ambitious collector of souls, gazing out while others map the species of the universe. We could always relocate to another galaxy. Mpenda stares forward, as everyone does, waiting for the glow of green to indicate breathable air in the airlock. Oh, we'd have to find another sponsor, I hiss. Anyway, there are so many species relics in this sector, we still have years of work here. Years? Oh, do I mean weeks? I always mix up that universal time thing. You could leave an expeditionary force, one of the smaller craft. They could join us later. You seem anxious for us to leave. Not at all. I merely note your frustration with these visits. Well, it's a thought. Let's get through this one and see how we feel afterwards. I watch a burst of activity by the airlock portal. Then a crew member, I think she's called Makena. I don't remember everyone's names or where they come from. Sir, there's a problem with the heat signature.
What?
Well, sort it out. It's taking too long to get them through. We need them off this ship as fast as possible. Sir, I mean, they don't all pass the contamination metrics. Oh, the readings must be wrong. This delegation has been here before. Yes, but our bioscanners have been upgraded. So the problem is... hard to tell, but if it was anyone else, we wouldn't let them in. Well, we can't turn them away. We'd be kicked out of this galaxy and the ship commandeered. My entire collection of species. We can't have that. It's too valuable for the preservation of the past. I've seen the results, sir, Mpenda speaks quietly. There is a problem. There's a mix-up in the DNA match in our system. Oh, for goodness sake. What are they going to do? Infect us with their regulatory paperwork? We know who they are. Just let them in. Okay, sir. We need your override code. Makena lifts a holographic sphere. Very well. I plunge in my hand, then my arm up to my elbow into the floating sphere. Thank you, sir. Makena rushes away, gesticulating at the other crew by the control cluster. So, here we go. The airlock's green, and Mpenda's back stiffens. The air shifts in tone. My sensitive nostrils detect a new fragrance. Here they come. Smile, everyone. I say loudly enough for the instruction to be passed along the lines. Oh, I recognise the loud declamatory notes of the lead council member. That took an awfully long time. Having problems, are you, Mr. Collector? I smile back. This particular creature, a gurgling simpleton, bearing the ornate clothes of an elector without much of the authority, always manages to annoy me within seconds of his arrival, and he knows it. Not at all. Just extra precautions we installed since some recent visitors brought a virus on their clothing and decimated half my cabin crew. Most unfortunate. An oleaginous grin slithers across the folds of his cheeks. No time to waste, though. Let's have a look at your latest acquisitions. The elector looks back at the companions in his monitoring team, 12 of them, and nods them to follow. Would you like a quick tour of the entire collection, or just venture the new species? Oh, I would have loved to have seen them all again. But I remember it taking a few days to traverse all the floors of your floating museum. We don't have so much time, so just the new ones, I think. We walk away from the airlock. with some of my own crew, the main curators, and Mpenda, accompanying the council monitors towards the atrium with its magnificent views of each gallery. Let's go up to the new wing. In spite of myself, I feel proud to show off our latest exhibits. It's truly a rare thing to see these species all gathered together. We step into a wide platform of light, which, as we still our movement, lifts us up to the highest gallery. Mpenda chats away with the Elector, telling him about the new acquisitions, the planets we excavated recently, how we brought the DNA samples on board and re-engineered them as necessary. He's so good with these people. Thank the gods for Mpenda. As we arrive at the gallery, walking from the platform into the first wing, I notice the monitors seem a little tense. My eyes flicker to Mpenda, who seems unperturbed, so I shrug off the sensation. Here, then, is the collection of life from the quadrant around Wolf 359. I gesture towards the long line of pods, each separated by shimmering beams of light. As you see, the light spectrums are different for each pod, and some of those represent the last evidence of their species, even the spores in this pod. I motion to a single fluff of light suspended in a blue-hued pod, where it pulses erratically like a beating heart. Some of the monitors use old-fashioned laser pens to make notes on their own floating holopads. It makes me laugh to think of such old technologies still being used in this galaxy. Perhaps they would be more at home with the exhibits. Ah, here we found this creature across a large area of volcanic rock on Pittacus. We pieced it together, but haven't managed to animate it yet. I gesture to the gruesome beast that leers through twin horns thrusting up from its jaws, its forearms hanging by its side. Perhaps that was wise. The Elector looks distastefully at the imprisoned exhibit. We will breathe some life into it, but there's no danger here, for many of our exhibits live in a world of their own, provided by the sensory tech built into their pods. They don't know where they are, and are sedated by the air trapped within. Oh, I have a special surprise for you. I know they'll love this. I was amused when I found it on a moon near Barnard's star. We constructed it from a crash site, dating it back at least 1,000 years. We turn a corner, and there it is. It can talk now. I think you call it human. Oh my. The monitors stop. Yes, I know, I laugh. It looks just like you, except it has no clothes. Your species hasn't changed much in all that time. I watch the foolish Elector walk towards the pod where the naked human's back is turned. The floor area within is filthy, with fake grass and mud smeared across the floor, and the creature inside wears a headset that seems not to notice the attention and brings its eyes to those who gaze upon it. Curiously, it seems shocked. Michael? The Elector's mouth is open. Elector George? The creature leaps up. I'm not sure who is more bemused, the creature, the Elector, or frankly, myself. Suddenly the monitors surround me, shouting commands in my own ship, and my own personal AI, Mpenda, stands apart, not protecting me, a rueful smile on his plastic lips. You have violated the most basic of your tasks, the Elector bellowed at me, of meticulous accuracy, careful research, to put one of us, a species still alive, and funding your museum in your cages is an absolute dereliction of duty. Barely knew what to say. A victim of my own incompetence, my inability to understand universal time, the data on the human must have been weeks, not hundreds of years. How can I tell them? It's such an easy to mistake for one of my own species, one that lives for thousands of years, unlike the puny time span of the Elector and his human friends. I sigh and surrender. They will investigate, of course, gather the facts. They will sequester the ship, its data, and its vast collection of species. I await the end of their long list of demands and commands, but soon they place me in one of my own pods, an exhibit in my own museum. I fold my four legs, flare my special nostril hairs, and stare fiercely. But if my crew were ever really scared, they are no longer. Today is a special day for them. at least. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed that little tale from a far-flung corner. The recording was rather interrupted today by a whole series of everyday sounds. My daughter was singing downstairs, which is always lovely. There was an ambulance outside with its many, many sirens, low-flying helicopters, and of course the endless delivery mopeds, which mark out our city life during the pandemic. Thanks again. I look forward to seeing you next time. This is Jake Jackson. Goodbye.